How's everybody doing? Come on, how's everybody doing? Are you guys ready to save this state? Are you ready to save our state? Well, this is Wisconsin. We know close elections. On their side, there's a close election. On our side, Tom Tiffany won. This is going to be, whatever side, whatever candidate comes out on the Democratic side, this is going to be a contrast election. A contrast election between the radical Democrat socialist policies of the left and the common sense policies of all of us in this room and Tom Tiffany. Do you agree?
Yes!
The other side wants to raise your utility rates through crazy Green New Deal policies. Tom Tiffany wants to lower your utility rates so you have more money in your pocket. The other side looks at every problem and wants to spend money. They want to spend money, and their plan is to raise your taxes. Tom Tiffany knows you work darn hard for that money, and we're going to put more of that money back in your pocket. We need Tom Tiffany in the governor's office. The other side wants to end school choice. Tom Tiffany knows that moms and dads should be able to choose the school that's best for their child. This is a contrast election. We've heard the left talk about all sorts of topics. Tom Tiffany's talking about the topics that matter to all of us in the state of Wisconsin. And this election is going to be a lot more than just between red and blue. This election is about the future of our state. Do we want to listen to the siren's call of socialism and radical liberal policies and the path that takes us down? Or are we going to listen, or are we going to drive forward with common sense policies that gets this state back on track? Well, we know who can do that. We can save this state. We can pull this state together because we know in the state of Wisconsin, our best days are in front of us. And so let's give a big welcome to the man that I call my friend, the man from northern Wisconsin, the damn man, the next governor of this state, the state of Wisconsin. And that is our next governor, Tom Tiffany.
How do you like that Congressman Brian style?
Yeah.
First off, I want to start by saying thank you. You are the reason that we've knocked over 250,000 doors already in this campaign. You are the reason our common sense message is being delivered in every corner of the state of Wisconsin. Yes. And you are the reason why we are going to turn the governorship red in November, aren't you? Yeah. Yes. You know, as a kid who grew up on a small dairy farm in Elmwood, I cannot tell you truly how humbling this is. This state gave me every chance to achieve the American dream. My wife and I were able to start our own small business. And most importantly, it gave me my family, my wife, Chris, and our three daughters. I just want to deliver a message to my wife, Chris. I love you, and I look forward to seeing you again soon. Unfortunately, she had to work tonight, along with lots of poll workers across the state of Wisconsin. This isn't about just where I live, though. This is my home, just like it's your home. I love Wisconsin, but I see the direction that our state is going in. And I know that we can do better. You know we can do better, don't you? Our property taxes are among the 10 highest in the country. Our utility rates are the second highest in the Midwest. And from 2018 to 2025, we ranked number 40 in job creation. These aren't numbers that are just on a page. They represent working families struggling to keep more of their paycheck. They represent parents wondering whether their children are getting the education they deserve. And they represent graduates wondering whether they'll be able to land a job here. This is why the fight matters. This isn't a typical election about red versus blue. This is an election about the very soul of the state of Wisconsin. It's about what kind of Wisconsin we're going to leave the next generation. Do we pass on a Wisconsin built on freedom? Freedom and opportunity? Or do we accept a future where government gets bigger?
No.
Taxes keep rising.
No.
And opportunity becomes harder to find.
No.
Because at the heart of this election is a fundamental difference in how we see Wisconsin's future. Democrats want government to have more. I want government to be open, transparent, and accountable to you. Yes. You know how to spend your paycheck better than any politician. You know how to raise your kids better than any bureaucrat. And you know how to build your future better than any government ever will. The question isn't whether government should promise more. The question is who will pay for all of those promises. And every time government grows, the bill grows with it, doesn't it?
Yes.
And sooner or later, the bill lands on your doorstep. We have seen it with property taxes. We have seen it with health care costs. We have seen it with the waste and fraud that goes on. And we see it in the size of our state budget, a budget that went up 15% in 2025. For the first time, topping over $100 billion. And I have a couple simple questions for you. Did your government services get 15% better?
No.
Did our schools get 15% better?
No.
Did our roads get 15% better?
No.
We're going to go back to common sense in Madison.
Yeah.
We're going to respect the taxpayers who foot the bill. And we are going to make government accountable to the working people of the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And so if you're with me, yes, it is time for You Betcha. Are we going to end the 400-year property tax increase? Are we going to audit every corner of state government? Are we going to protect our farmland from big data centers?
USA!
And are we going to stand up for safe communities and make sure there are no sanctuary cities in the state of Wisconsin?
USA!
And are we going to put education back at the center of our schools, pay good teachers more money, and protect girls' sports?
USA!
These guys are good at this. So, yes, tonight is about you. It is about the farmers that get up before sunrise, the small business owners opening their doors, the parents working overtime to give their kids a better life, the teacher who shows up every day because they believe in their students, and the Wisconsin family that simply wants a fair shot. Whatever your political label, Republican, independent, politically homeless, or a Democrat, there's a place for you in the common sense movement. If you want your children and grandchildren to grow up in the land of opportunity, join us. If you're ready for new leadership that puts Wisconsin families first, join us. If you want to keep what makes Wisconsin, Wisconsin, then join us. We inherited freedom from those who came before us. Now it's our responsibility to preserve it for those who come next. The fight is bigger than just one party. The fight is bigger than just one candidate. The fight is about Wisconsin. So I ask you tonight to stand with me. Stand with me for our fight for lower taxes and good-paying jobs. Stand with me as we demand accountability of our state government. Stand with me as we fight for better schools and safer communities. Stand with me as we protect the Wisconsin way of life. And stand with me as we move Wisconsin forward. Because Wisconsin's best days are ahead of us, aren't they? They are ahead of us. If we stand together, work together, and believe in the people of this great state, there is nothing we cannot accomplish. We must fight. We must fight for what we believe in as Wisconsinites. We must rise to meet the challenge for our freedom, for our future, for Wisconsin. Yes. Thank you. Thank you all for joining us tonight, and let's deliver victory on November 3rd. Yes.
Traffic jam.